Acts chapter 1, verse 8. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
So, follow my teaching so that we have a map that you can follow. Look at this scripture now. He said, but he shall receive power. Of course, we already know what led up to this point. Is it not true? Yeah. Jesus has died and risen from the dead. And one of the consequences of the death of Jesus is that he left the disciples without hope. Or better word to use is comfort. Somebody say comfort. So Jesus has already told them that I will not leave you comfortless. Now, the question is, by what means did Jesus plan to accomplish that word that he said? Of course, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Before then, they did not know how the comforter works, exactly what the Holy Spirit, who this person is, and how he works. Out of the four Gospels, the one that captures most the promise, the work of the Holy Spirit, the most, is the book of John. Is it not true? Okay, if you go through the book of John, what you will find out, for example, if you get to chapter 7, verse 32. Let's see. John 7, 32. 37. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
In the last day, that great of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man what? So there is a lot of probability here, but that's not where I'm going anyway. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Next verse. So let's read this part together. Amen. Wait, let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. This is what we call Bible commentary. Somebody say Bible comment. But the commentary that is being run on this scripture is run by the person that is inspired to speak. You will notice that of all the Gospels, the book of John had, if you have a red letter Bible, you will notice what I'm saying. The book of John has more red letters than any of the Gospels. In fact, more than any other book in the whole Bible. Is it not true? That shows you that John is just interested in presenting to you the person of Jesus. Is he okay? Follow me now. So, when John presents the person of Jesus, just as he did what he was to do or what he did, he will now run a commentary for you. And part of the reason why he runs commentary, or because part of the reason why he is in a capacity to run commentary, is because many of the writings of John is written in hindsight. Are you getting the point? He calculated the impact of hindsight in his documentary. This is what I meant. Let's assume this is what happened. Let's assume something happened. Okay, let's assume Bible study in the morning. Are you getting the point? We now asked two people, tell us what happened in the morning. First of all, Luke was not there when it happened. That's the first thing you need to know. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Luke was not there, but he is a direct disciple of the people that were there. Should I prove it to you? Luke chapter 1. It's very important that you know this thing so that it will help. I'm just trying to build a foundation so that we can fly. Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are what? Most surely believed amongst us. So this is what is happening here. For example, you know, okay, let me use a very typical example. In the days of Jesus, he's actually very popular. Aside the fact that he's a man of God, he's very, very popular. In fact, I need to tell you that part of the reason he was killed is because he became too popular. And if you are very popular, the tendency is that you will have influence over the people. And if you have influence, they are not exactly the same thing. But let's assume you have influence. The tendency is that you can affect the opinion of people per time. And so, almost all the time, the authorities of the time, whether it's in the church or government, is always interested in the lives of people that have influence. Are you with me? So Jesus is the most popular person of his day. So it is only natural that people are interested in him. In fact, that's one of the reasons why he was killed. It's not just that he's doing something, but they are afraid that everybody will just follow this thing he's doing. If he's the only one doing it, no problem. Are you getting the point? Because of how Jesus was popular, many people are saying a lot of things about him. This is what this scripture, for as much as many, have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed amongst us. That means many people are saying many things about Jesus. One day, I went to Google, and then I clicked my name on Google. I heard things about me that I didn't know existed. People, if you see the confidence with which people are speaking about me, the person is speaking as if he woke up from the same room with me. I can tell you as a matter of fact that any information you see on Google about me, that up to 20% is not correct. Are you seeing it now? Unfortunately, if people know you, if you are popular, people must say something about you, whether they have information or not. Follow me where I'm going now. So because of the fact that people are saying things about Jesus that doesn't know anything, the man Luke now rose up, being that he had the privileged position and authority, having sat down. First of all, Luke was discipled by Peter. And then later he was discipled by Paul. Are you getting the point now? Because of his capacity based on discipleship, he now said that if we leave these people, they will leave a generation with the wrong thing. We that are participants of this thing. People are just saying many things that they pick. They have never been there and they formed an opinion. So if somebody that is there doesn't rise and put things, because Jesus is just popular and you can't stop people. It's just like somebody like you can't stop bloggers from making money. I don't know how I was scrolling on YouTube and I now saw one message. He said, this is the mistake I made that I don't want you to make. They now put me and put one girl that had eyeglasses. Is this, where is that our sister? She just came now. Where is she? This our sister. She was crying in worship. And I know that she has never, it seems as if the two of us are like this. I say, when did I preach this message? Even me, I was confused. I don't know when I preach. As soon as you see that topic, it is called clickbait. You watched it? There is nothing there. They just want you to click. The majority of my teachers are actually WAEC examiners. That's what they are called. It's not invigilators, WAEC examiners. It means that they are the ones that is actually setting questions. That's how I went to Dennis Memorial. My principal is a WAEC examiner. There is a man we call Bato. There is one we call, he's from this town. Mr. Aralu. There are many heavy people. There's the one we call, I've forgotten his name. The man walks like this. But he's a walking physics. Hey! The man enters class like this and does all physics thing we are doing without any notes. I said, what is this? So the reason why I'm saying this thing, these guys are good. So if those my teachers teach you, you will pass. In my school, there is no need for ESPO. Because what they are teaching is the exact curriculum that WAEC is going to. It's not up and down. And in my school those days, people are actually intelligent. They are so intelligent that one day our principal came and told us, "Kima ha copy." Like, there is no need for you to come in. Where do you come from? Huh? Huh? Where? Okay. You are the sister from UK. No wonder you are looking lost in our midst like this. She's wondering what was happening here. My God. You are welcome. You are welcome. Okay, so if the man come, what the man is saying is that even if you don't know how what to write, your neighbor is very intelligent. This one. In fact, when I was in JS1, my average was about 80-something. Be 89 or 85, thereabouts. But I took 13th position. Wait. And I'm in JS1C. And the way it is done in that school is 1A is more intelligent than 1B. And 1B is more intelligent than 1C. That's how good they are. My school normally goes for physics. In fact, my classmate won so much prize in mathematics that he didn't finish with us. He went to Russia. So many prizes. French, they win. Physics, they win. Every my principal is saying, we have won another one. We have won another one. My principal will come to the assembly ground and say that University of Nigeria is DMGS extension. What kind? You need to know what it means for somebody to be making that kind of statement. There is another thing he said that if I say it, some people won't be happy, but I think I will. The man also says that UNIZIC is a glorified secondary school. You can't do anything to the man. He has died now. He has died now, so don't blame him. But you don't blame him. Those days, they were not that. They are not counted. He told us, if you don't go to UNN, go to FUTO, go to FUTA, go to ABU, UNIBEN. If you can't go to this school, go abroad. Those days, he encouraged us to go abroad. Oxford, he told us how he went to Oxford and the war broke out. Almost inspiration on assembly ground. It was there. I swore I must go to UNN. I didn't even know whether I have school fees. God help us. But the man can inspire you. If you have me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So before WAEC exam, the man normally takes us in a summary because something is about to come. So if you read the book of Acts chapter 1 from, I think it's, show me Acts chapter 1. I think it's verse 3 or 4. Uh-huh. So verse 3. Are you with me now? To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them, what? 40 days. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So, Jesus has already risen from the dead, but there is a 40-day period that, you know, that period, I forgot, what is he even called that time? Before you now take WAEC. Is not some, what is he called? Huh? It's not mock. Is he extension? So, that time, they now take you through everything so that you will be up to date because it's about time for the action to start. So it is within this period that Jesus brought them up to date with the information that is particular to the kingdom that is about to be activated by the advent of the Holy Spirit, coming with power. Are you getting what I'm saying? Coming with what? Power. The day of the kingdom is far if power has not come. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and in drink, but it is in power. So it is this thing that is happening here that Jesus began to teach his disciples. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. Began to bring them up to date, up to date, up to date. Then, when he came to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Show me 8. That's actually where I'm going. So the number 4 point is that it takes power to win souls. How we just say it takes power to advance the kingdom? Well, I just call this souls, but actually it's the kingdom. Are you with me? It takes power to what? Advance the kingdom. That's a necessity of power. You don't have Jota. Why? No, you have to write. You have to write. When you write, it does two things. It's not just that you are putting records. When you write, it registers. Something happens in writing that registers in your mind. Many times, you will never forget what you have written. Writing is one of the ways to assimilate information. It's not just documentation. Even though you think you are writing on a book, you are putting it actually in your mind. If you are with me so far, say amen. He said, but he shall receive power after he has, they told him, when are you restoring the kingdom to Israel, blah, 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 and all that. Jesus said, this is not time for this. What you need now is not know to know when this one should happen or when this one should happen. Lord, when will you deliver my family? When will you deliver my family? I don't see what we are about to do. What you don't know is that there is a big demon beside you smoking cigarettes. He is enjoying your tears. Every time you cry like that, there is a demon that is happy that you are crying. And the day you stop crying, those demons will go and do that thing that normally make you to cry. The day you stop crying because of that, they will become afraid of you. They will know you have eaten something. Satan likes that your cry. He likes to get you to the place of depression. Once you become depressed, you now cry. From cry, you now cry. Keep crying, then sleep. Is it not what is happening to you? You now sleep. And some of the time you take worship song, very slow worship song. Hey. That worship song will now be singing. What's a good worship song? Or you take him. I need every hour. Oh, bless me, my Savior. I come to thee. When you need to see to you, do you come and write for us on social media? Thank God for this worship hymn song. We need to return to hymns. What I'm saying, is it not true? If Satan can get you to the place of depression, you can't do much from depression. You need to snap out of it. You need to snap out of depression. You need to snap out of it. Even if what happened is bad and wrong, you cannot do anything about it from the place of depression. The first thing that needs to happen first is you need to come out of depression first before you can ever do anything. Going deep into depression, sulking, meditating on it, thinking on it. As you are thinking, Satan will be painting all the colors. After some time, you tell him, in fact, give up. Go and die. End everything. Go and die. If you die, you will go to heaven. You are not going to heaven. If you commit suicide, it's hellfire. First class ticket. That's what Satan is wicked. He will tell you, end it now. Look at your life. Your own is bad. Look at this sister. Bam, 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 bam. Every, your own is the worst. Oh, yeah, check it. You want to go out. Is it? Don't go. Check this thing first before you go. I'm not saying you should not go, but check it first. All the time you are in a hurry to leave. You don't think about something. Think about something. Is it not true? Think about it. Think about it first. You now check it small. They now knock you down. You need to know where you... Thank God for bed pangs. I've saved many of you. Is when you come to bed banks And you still want to continue praying. And his Buddha that is leading, he will rush to you and say, sisters, you are not praying. Join hands, 7777. He will now hold you. Before you know, it's not as if you want to pray. But Buddha is already holding you people, and he refused to leave there. You now say, let me just pray. I don't want to, but let me just pray. That's how you did, pam, pam, pam. You snap out of that. When you finish, if you want to, the two realms, because depression is a location. It's not about what happened to you. You are in a place. Why did I even talk about this? This is not what I want to say. I'm helping very critical. I'm saying I'm helping somebody very important. There is nothing you can do. Any decision you take from depression is mostly wrong. You need to snap out of it first. Tell it to end it all. That all this thing you have been doing, nothing has yielded any results. That if God called you, why is everything like this? If God spoke to you, why are you seeing all these things? It's not as if you have not prayed. Even if you have prayed, not prayed enough, why won't God make up the rest? Huh? Are you the only one that is on earth? Why is God giving you trouble bigger than you? I thought the demon knows how to quote Bible. Hey! We tell you, look at you now. Shebi, don't come and say this thing is from Satan. It's not from Satan. No. It's Satan that is telling you it's not from Satan. Satan is telling you it's not from Satan. Is it not the Bible that said that he will not bring a temptation bigger than you? Look at it now. Is this thing not bigger than you? Yes, it's bigger than me. You agree with it. Then you go lower. They give you food. You now send me a message and say, Papa, I want to go on 7 days fasting. When I see some people's 4 days fasting, 3 days, I say, this one is depression fast. I will not allow you. That fasting, God is not in it. You just want to fast and die. Some things happen to you. Fasting is not the answer. What you need to do is to what? Eat well. Amen. That is all about that one. So look at it. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon. Somebody say upon. Of course, you would have known by now. Thank God for the ministry of the patriarch Kenneth Hagin that helped us to bring very important perspective to the dual ministry of the Holy Spirit on the life of a believer. There is a book of his, very small, that you might need to pick up that he called The Spirit Upon and The Spirit Within. It is a good foundational study for you on this matter. So let me just say it and I go. So the operations of the Holy Spirit is both within, inside, and upon you. Are you getting the point? The truth is that if your pursuit, there are many things you can get in God without touching the person of God. How do I say it now? You can get the things of God without necessarily relating with the person of God. And you can also get those things as a byproduct of relating with God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes, sir. It is very, very critical that you understand what I'm just saying now. There are people that can actually contact gifts, some kind of gifts, some kind of even blessing without knowing God. Are you getting the point? Does it mean that there are people that didn't contact? There are people that everything they had, even if it is material, is a byproduct of fellowship. It is a byproduct of intimacy, including the power that they had. It was because they knew a person. And the things of that person rubbed off on them. Are you getting the point now? But you can also collect something from somebody without knowing the person. The next time you will come back to the person is when you also need the person again. You are not interested in building any relationship with the person. It happens to some of us that are traveling ministers a lot. Somebody can invite you this year. If he invites you, once you finish, everything will not happen. Then the person, he will not do any other thing. Then 1 week to his program next year, he will now say, "Ah, man of God, come again." You see it? The person is not really interested in you. He's just interested in what you can do for them. So it can still happen. But I need to tell you that there are two ways those things can happen. It can happen, you can just contact what somebody can bring. But that same thing can also be a byproduct of a relationship, of intimacy. Are you getting the point? And the higher you go in ministry, the more your schedules become tighter. So it's no more about going for invitations now. It's about a few other things. This is what can happen from this scripture. But I need to tell you, for example, I want to present to you the manifestation of the graces of the Spirit, because we call all of these things grace. The word grace is one of the most complex words in the scripture, actually. Very, very complex. Is it not true? If you see a lady walking like this, you will say the lady is graceful. Is it not true? It has confused us. So we don't know what is grace now, considering how people walk. There are many things we call grace. If you are owing somebody and you are supposed to pay today, and you came and asked the person to extend it for 2 weeks, is it not called grace? So we don't know what is grace. So that's one of the. So what I'm trying to teach you now, watch. When an ability of God is also manifest from your life, even though you are the one that ability is being worked out through, that ability that cannot be traced to your human effort is also called what? Grace. You are the one that it is manifesting through, but it is obvious that you are not the originator, you are not the owner. Are you getting the point? It is also called grace. Now, when somebody functions in the gift of the Holy Spirit, it is called the charismatics, the manifestation of gifts. It is still the same root word from which the word grace is coming from. It is called charis. Follow me now. Now, it means that both of them are coming from the same root. Somebody can contact gift as a manifestation. Are you getting it? And somebody can grow into God in the same grace and manifest the same capacity as if he had a gift, because it is from the same root. Just that this person grew in his own by relating with the person of that gift. Are you getting where I'm going now?
Yes,
let me give you an example. There is a gift of word of knowledge. You know, you can grow in Christ so much that when you speak to somebody, it seems as if it's word of knowledge. Actually, that's how me I operate sometimes. And some people will now say, my own is word of wisdom. Some people say it's word of wisdom. I don't know what is word of wisdom. If you ask me, I say, I don't have. Do I have? I don't have the gift, but I just knew that there is a way you grow into Christ. Your words will be full of wisdom. So when you speak to people, it offers solution to them. As a matter of fact, the fundamental, this our kind of calling, that is the ministry of the oracles, where God puts his word in your mouth and you speak to 1,000 people and they say, "Man of God, you are speaking to me.
How can you say one thing and 1,000 people will say you are speaking to them? It means that these things are oracles. Are you seeing it? The fundamental thing about oracles is that it has a very mighty wisdom hidden in it. It is that wisdom that makes it look as if it's a mystery, but it is not a mystery, because that wisdom comes with something that is not normal. It is supernatural. Are you getting what I'm... Somebody can operate that dimension by just a gift. Somebody can operate it by growing in Christ. So whilst somebody... Are you seeing where the point I'm... Whilst somebody is operating a manifestation, producing the same result, another person is producing wisdom. Okay, somebody is producing wisdom as a manifestation, and as a word of wisdom, a manifest. Another person is producing a word of wisdom as a result of growing in Christ, the same result. That means one can operate that gift and fornicate, doesn't grow, it's not matured. A lot of things can go wrong. Are you seeing? I want to differentiate. Because sometimes when we talk about power and some of these things, people abandon it altogether because of people that collected manifestation and left the person that brings the manifestation. Is it possible? Yes. So somebody else now decided to give himself all into Christ. Along the path of praying, you didn't even remember when you became anointed. If you know the day, tell me. Me, I didn't remember. I don't know when I became anointed. I didn't know. All I know is that I was pressing into God, praying, fasting, studying. It is only natural that a man that prays, fasts, studies, goes for soul winning. We always, along the line, you just notice that if you minister Holy Ghost baptism, people will... That's mostly the beginning. Is it not true? You now pray for headache. Somebody will now tell you, I don't know. Somebody came in the night and gave me something and I ate. And the thing is in my stomach. He said, come out. And you do like that. And then came out. Is it not deliverance? Obidokwana. You cannot exactly say, do you know the night? Do you know the morning? Some people know. But I put it to you, you don't really know. What you say you know is that spectacular one. That spectacular one is even subsequent. I put it to you that you can have a spectacular encounter, nothing will happen after it. And I put it to you that you can already be walking in anointing and then have a spectacular encounter to amplify what is already given to you. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
The more somebody grows in intimacy, first of all, growing in intimacy, growing in fellowship and relationship with God, will make you to be a good believer. And I need to put it to you that it doesn't end there. There is always a byproduct of relating with somebody. If you relate with me, naturally, several things that I have capacity in, we rub off on you. You don't need to do anything. If I'm a disciplined person and you relate with me, you won't even know when you become one. You won't force it. You did not go into the relationship planning for this, even though you can look at me and say, what are the seven things that Papa behaved the way, seven ways he behaved, seven things, and then you start listing them, trying to become like it, finding this man of God was the way. You now carry jotter, you are writing. That's one way. Are you with me? But there is another way. You just kept relating with the person. You just notice that they present complex situation to you, and you are able to solve it. It will even shock you, the way you are able to solve things like this. Some people will send you a message that used to bamboozle you before. You look at it, you just see the folly, the foolishness in it. Well, you don't used to see it before. You did not plan. You just noticed that you became more disciplined by relating with somebody. If you are not careful, if you stay with me, it will be very boring. I know some people will look at me, see me, and say, wow, if I'm with Apostle Holofos, I will be asking him questions. I'll be, since you came here, how many times? Oh, everybody, they labor for himself. First thing you will see from me is that I'll be setting pattern for you. That's the first thing I do. And that's the most important thing in discipleship. Discipleship is not first a teaching, it's first a doing. Are you seeing it? It is when I now leave some things, if you are wise, you will now record some things. You will now have question. Somebody just jumped down, he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have question. Say, I want to see. I want to see. I say, this guy need to pray first. Anyway, that's by the way. So there are two things here. The spirit within and the spirit upon. When a man is given to fellowship and relationship with God, the reason why I thought what I, the reason why I went all this place I want to go is there will be really no difference between the oppression of the spirit upon and the spirit within if the spirit upon is a byproduct of the oppression of the spirit within. Are you getting the point now? There are some people that just take the manifestation go. But there are some people, if they have unforgiveness in their heart, the anointing will refuse to work. How many of you are like that? Mm-hmm. If they steal money, the anointing will stop working. There is a way they will chat with some sisters, the anointing will stop working. But there are some people, even if they come out from fornication, like this, they will say, there are three people here. I pray for you. May you not stay under those people in Jesus' name. Huh. I'm telling you, it is even more rampant than you think. Bold-faced criminals. Bold-faced what? Criminals. Everybody should pray for the blessing of a sincere and genuine pastor. One of the greatest things God can give you as a believer. I will not lie to you. One of the greatest messages God has shown me in my walk with God is that he didn't allow me to stay under fake people. Then I now got back. Then I now fell into another one. Then I now... One of my friends those days told me that he came out with fire from campus. Then went and aligned with a false prophet he didn't know. Until one day, many years later, he woke up and saw python everywhere. They were looking for him. As I'm talking to you, the guy is trying, but he has never really recovered from that thing. God showed me mercy. I went from nowhere here, went to UNN, fell into the hand of a good man. Finished from there, as I'm doing that one, is DP. From there, Apostle Arame, that I don't know. Aside these three people, I have not. But you there, you can't count how many. It's like 40 something. That's why your life is confused. 40 something. These three people. But if I speak, you can trace the three of them in one word or the other. There is a way the glory will become strong. I will turn back to the peace straight. Why? It is normal. I soaked him to the point that I was talking with him. You know that thing that makes me, it looks as if I'm angry. Yeah. I was not born like that. I was soaking that. That's the way he does it. How many of you? He doesn't do it now. He doesn't do it now. Those days, I was in a conference. He came and ran! All of us ran under the seat. You will not believe this. You have not run under the seat. I said, what? How can a human being be a lion? As he's saying it, me, I'm looking like this. I was soaking it. I thought I was still not. Until one day, once the anointing charged, my face will be strong. I will say, release your face. Are you getting the point? So that, by the way. So the reason why I'm teaching you this thing is that I propose to you to desire the power and manifestation of the spirit that is a byproduct of your secret place. Suggesting that you have to beg God is actually a proof of God's mercy on your life. You have to ask God, anytime I'm not in alignment, anytime I'm sinning, let your anointing stop so that I will know I'm missing it. Because many people, if their own doesn't stop, they continue. And then they now assume this thing has killed many men of God. They now assume, oh, so since God still worked, that means this thing is not so bad. God, may my own never work. May he not work. May he not work. You need to pray it. God, you can still come and sing and everybody will cry. You are going to hell, but people are crying. Especially music ministers, worship ministers. People will cry and they are moved because human beings are emotional beings. Human beings like to cry, especially sisters. Is it not true? You like tears. Wait, let them start worship like this. There is one sister. She didn't pray. When worship started, man, I'm not God, yeah? So I can't tell God not to meet them because God is meeting them. But as far as I'm concerned, it's not good to be emotional. I didn't say it's not good to have emotions. I said it's not good to be what? To be emotional means that you are normally driven by your emotions. Okay, so let's advance. Now, this is my point. And ye shall, watch, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Are you getting the point? Then, colon. The next thing that is happening is contingent on the Holy Spirit coming where? Let's assume he didn't come upon. But you stepped out now. Did you not step out? With empty head. So you think God sent you to go and win the soul, advance the kingdom, and then when it's time for crippled leg, you dodge. You pray for them like this. I'm telling you what I've done. You pray for them, tell them when you get back home, God will finish the healing. You lied. God help us. Justice! Well, if I tell you, are you a liar, you will say no. How many times have you lied to the people of God, telling them that all their problems will be solved this week? Their problem will be solved this week. As you are saying it, you know it won't happen. Your wife, no. Your brother, no. Your sister, no. Your mother, no. Guess what? When a man of God says that thing for long, he starts believing his lie. So it becomes a religious cliche. After some time, church members will stop believing it. Eh? I'm telling you, I go to some places, I say, let me pray for the sick that God is healing you. They say, amen. Why? Are you getting it? Several people have prayed that nothing has happened. They now say this is one of them. And that is why many times before healing we start, that's why testimony is important. Once the first person is healed, they say, it seems as if the real one is here. Somebody said the real one. And ye shall be witnesses of unto me, both where? In Jerusalem. You see the way the kingdom is advancing. And where? By power. And where? By what? And where? By what? The kingdom advances by power. Souls don't come to God because you are begging. I'm a living witness. I begged and begged. Even your one. I begged. I was begging. Have you begged for people to be born again? I begged. Argued. Begged and argued. The guy did not do anything until I Thank God for that book by Leonard Ravenhill, Why Revival Tarries. I picked up the book. There is a chapter there that said, with all thy getting, get unction. What did I say?
With all thy getting, get unction.
I've not heard that kind of language before. How can somebody say, by all means, get unctionized? I said, what is unction? I thought God had said, we should preach his word and he will walk with us. Stop reading half chapter. So the problem with many people is that they read half chapter. They read one side, leave the other side, especially if it will cost a human being anything. He will prefer to follow the one that will not cost him anything, that will suit his flesh, that will make him to be lazy. Wouldn't you want something that will not make you to contribute anything? Sorry. Huh? You just want it. It wouldn't take you anything. Just wake up in the morning, say hallelujah, and 17 angels will come down and say, what do you want us to do for you? Oh my God. Hey. I read another place in that book. He said, revival tarries because there is scarcity of tears. I said, what is this? He said, pray with me. Lord, bless me with tears. I say, hey. I don't know. As he was saying that thing, it was fire into my soul. In the next 5 minutes, give me sound. Because you know why? By 15 minutes after 5 this evening, the angel of the Lord came and anointed me for this meeting. Why did I say this? I don't know. If I say some of these things, it doesn't look real, Abby. Huh? Especially the way I'm laughing now. Sometimes the reason why I'm like this is so that I'll be able to contain it, so that we'll deliver some things to you. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But my heart is burning. It was that thing that made me to fast for 6 days straight. 6 to 6. I brought the guy's name, kept it on my altar, and said, give me this soul or I die. 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 What's the name of that, your brother or your sibling that is not yet born again? What's his name? Huh? Precious. Keep it like this. Keep his name like this. Give me this soul. Or I die, give me precious. Precious. I collect you. Day after day. I want to know who born that precious. When no go respond. If it's witchcraft altars, they will respond. Why wouldn't they respond to your prayer? If they call you on a witchcraft altar, do you say, I will not come? Except there is something you have that can withstand them. You can't say you won't come. Why? There is a force that pulls you. I kept calling the guy name. Kept calling his name. Kept calling day after day. Until one day. You have heard the story now. He went to a fellowship to shake a girl. Very fair damsel. Beautiful to behold. Maybe somebody like Doris. So let's assume that sister is what? Doris. Good. The guy now followed her to fellowship. Now came to fellowship and tongues was on. He's in UNN. I can call the name of the fellowship. I went for their national conference last year. I don't want to call their name. The minister went for their national youth conference last year. So one of the good things about that fellowship is that they allow the Holy Spirit to move. It's not... Even the small Holy Ghost you came with died at the door. Somebody say after me, quench not the spirit.
Quench not the spirit.
Somebody say after me, quench not the spirit.
Quench not the spirit.
Somebody say after me, quench not the spirit.
Quench not the spirit.
Somebody say after me, forbid not prophesying.
Forbid not prophesying.
It's because the Holy Ghost was moving in that meeting. That's why God, as I was interceding, God led him to a sister, beautiful, going to a fellowship where the Holy Ghost moves. So he was following the sister. The sister told him, you will come to fellowship 3 times before I will agree. But when he came the first time, pa 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 pa, he hung. Second time. Then the final time, he has arranged his room for action. Many things. So when he came the third time, the Holy Spirit was moving. Not so much like what is, but you know what it means for Holy Ghost to move in campus. Just little things that is happening, but it is significant enough to change many of our lives. Is it not true? Pam, 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 God was moving. Suddenly, the president of the fellowship was laying people, hand on people. Now went to the guy, touched him like this. When he touched the guy shook. He said, guy, man like me. How can people like us fall? Look at these children falling here. Now, we be men. He went to the wall, balanced himself. All these people, how can... I think they didn't eat. That's why. That's the last thing he remembered. Because he went under power for 2 hours. By the time he woke up, fellowship has ended. And fellowship executive rounded him and was praying for him. He woke up. He wanted to speak English. Wanted to speak Igbo. He spoke in tongues.
Yes.
Somebody say power.
Power.
Somebody say evangelism by power.
Evangelism by power.
Hey, hey.
The guy went everywhere trying to be normal. He could no more be normal. He was crying because some part of him was, he knew that he has been cut off from the former life. He knew he can't go back. He knew something stronger than him has arrested him. Something about him want to go back, but he knew that the power holding him held him hostage, stronger than him, bound him and was taking him back. That's what a man like Saul with mere words. Saul is a strong man on his own right. He has to take a heavenly encounter. The Bible said the light. I feel fire now.
No, let me continue my teaching. God, Jesus.
Paul said that the light that shone from heaven was stronger than the sun in its full strength. That's the only thing that can convince Saul. Not just that you spoke. Saul was there when Stephen was speaking, and they dropped their clothes at his feet and they stoned him. So he's not somebody that has not seen one or two things happen, but there is a compelling dimension. The guy now finally met me at Long Tennis Court. How he knew I was the one, I didn't know. He now said, Edu, what did you do to me? Edu, what did you do to me? He was now speaking in tongues, became a man of God. Meanwhile, when we were doing argument, he told me that he knows he has a calling. I said, give your life to Christ. Edu, letter. I said, give your life to... I was begging, he refused. I argued, he refused. I have to go the war of power. Somebody say, I will go the war of power.
I will go the war of power.
That is the only way we can advance the kingdom. What you don't know is that there is a tough resistance from darkness. Hoping that you will meet them powerless and they will defeat you very, very fast. That thing you called your calling, they will finish you before you have even started. Will you tarry? Turn to your neighbor, left and right. Tell your neighbor, tarry.
Tarry.
Tarry. Tarry. Until you are endued. Tarry. Until you are endued. Tarry. Until you are endued. Tarry. One man endued with power from on high can achieve more in 10 minutes than 1,000 men laboring in the flesh. Thank God for those early men I stumbled upon that are revivalists. People like Charles Grandison Finney. One of his books, the name is Endued with Power from on High. Thank God for these men that I met. That was the first time I encountered the groanings of the Spirit in the woods, in the woods. I never knew what it was. Because the words in the mouth of Charles Finney and Leonard Ravenhill all the time is travail, groan, travail. I don't know why people are afraid. I don't know why people think we are not originators of anything. It's both in the Bible and fathers have said it. It's just that in our time, God decided to amplify it. That's just all. He said that the reason why the church is where they are is that the church left agonizing and went into organizing. Is it not true? I said, what is this? He said that the church has descended from the upper room to the supper room. Because they have refused to travel. They have refused to grow. Food. You don't know. I know you don't believe me, but food can collect your calling. I put it to you that even if you need to master food, though, don't just fast to have anointing or power, because you can have anointing, power, gift, open door. If you don't know fasting, food will still come back and collect that anointing. God has given you food. You and food all the time. You and food. You and food all the time. You and food. Defeat food and make progress. You refuse. The only reason why you are not eating what you want is because you don't have the means. If you had the means, shawarma, whoa. Everything, whoa. Before you know it, you will have it. You can still be anointed though, but you are in discipline. You lack the capacity to host higher dimensions in God. Several of those things that happened initially is to test whether you'll be graduated to the next level. You now use food and killed your next level of anointing. I think we will shift to the next thing. I want to show you 7 principles of power. If I can get to the end, I will. If I don't, I'll just get as much as I can and then we'll go for today. Amen? 7 what? 7 what?
Principles of power.
Number 1, the principle of desire. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Show me the last 3 verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, next verse. And all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, next verse. Have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, next verse. Let's read this together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read that first phrase together again. 1, 2, ready, go. No, just the first phrase. It is the same everywhere. The principle of desire, not normal desire. In fact, let me... I think it's in the book of Proverbs where the scripture said, true desire having separated himself, seeketh and intermingleth with what? Always. There is everywhere. It's everywhere in the Bible. Are you getting the point? What of the man Elisha following Elijah? At some point, Elijah was trying to throw him off. But he kept pressing on. The man said, if you will see, his desire that made him to press on. Somebody say desire.
Desire.
Show me 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, please. He said, but covet earnestly the best gift. The key word there is covet. Now, I know, normally the word covet is not a good word. Is it not true? But the Bible, for the first time, the Bible said covet, desire. He didn't just covet, he said covet what?
Earnestly.
Now, there is a mistake people make. Some people come and say that if God wants to anoint you, he will anoint you. There is no bigger mistake. There is no bigger mistaking like that. If power wants to come, it will come. If God wants to, it is even reflected in their prayers. When they have service like this, they will say, let's pray that God should please visit us in this service. Father, consider us today, that today you will come in Jesus' name. And then, if they met seven times, maybe God will answer one and come. You say, today God came. Since you started coming to Revival Hope, is there a day that was off day? The question you ask yourself is, why don't God choose one day and decide not to come? You are the one that will decide whether God will come or not. That's what I'm telling you. Stop saying, God, come today. God wants to come every day. He even wants to stay and not go. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You are the one. You are the one. Don't allow people to use teaching to teach you out of power. Several of them is teaching you from their place of weakness and failure. The things that they could not touch, they are now teaching you to walk in it. And I can tell you that there can be a few scriptures that they can raise. Are you getting what I'm saying? You will have to be the one that will decide not to continue without having this. I have found out, until a man decides, never to step out on this pulpit and minister any song without being clothed, God will allow him to continue like that. The day you desire, the day you decide, you cry for it, you weep for it, you wake up and be dissatisfied. You come out, pray for sick people, they are 20 and 15 is healed. You ask God, what of the five? What happened? What happened to the remaining five? Is it that you ordained that they will not be healed? Are you seeing it? There are some people, they will come and minister, and one person will now fall under power. They will now say, well, that's okay. That's okay for somebody like Jubilee at Oko. If his ministry like this, somebody now fell under power, you will be rejoicing. One more. You will now come to Facebook and tell them, there is nothing like bringing down. You need to know the protocols of bringing down the presence of God. Now one person fall. God. So maybe somewhere like Jubilee. If God does not confirm that you desire this thing more than food, when I heard it from the mouth of A.A. Allen, I said, what is this? You have heard the story. He said that those days he read the Bible, and the Bible said when they were baptized, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they began to walk in miracles. He just read it like that. So he went to a meeting, Assemblies of God meeting, and he got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then he thought that once he's filled with the Holy Ghost, the miracle working power will come automatically. Only for him to come and pray for the sick and nothing happened. And he began to ask God questions. The first thing he did was to start searching the scripture. How did the people that walk in power stumble on their power? And he now found out that the missing link in many places is prayer and fasting. He now brought his Bible, started reading it with prayer and fasting. You have heard the story. The first time he went, when he started fasting, suddenly his wife cooked this food Why is it that is the day you decided to fast in death, they now started cooking ofaku in Beterama? In the day of your fasting. When you feel the day you are not fasting is gari and 3 days old soup. The day you say you want to fast, Papa will come that day and declare free for everybody. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you don't get the point. So the man kept coming. He now went one and said, I'm not coming out. The wife man cooked something. And the aroma did like this. There is a hand guiding that aroma. The hand guided it. Came to his prayer room, dropped it like atomic bomb. Hey! The man smelt it, ran out of the room and ran to the kitchen and said, honey, somebody say honey.
Honey.
What is smelling so nice? And then he took the thing and ate one bite from it. And then God told him, until you want power more than the gratification of the flesh. Because that's what food represented for him. For some other people, of course, when you start fasting, God will start revealing other things. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
He said, until you want this thing. Somebody said, covet. When you are pursuing something like that, you have to forsake many other things. There has to be focus. There has to be concentration. There has to be desire. You are hitting it daily. You are hitting it daily. You are hitting it. Somebody said the principle of desire.
There
are people, when they come before God, there is nothing in their heart. They don't desire. They say, God, if you do it, good. If you don't do it, good. My own is just to serve God and then go to heaven. I will not kill myself. I'll just pastor a small church. Etunji. Then teach my people and then go. If somebody becomes sick in your church, you say you take him to hospital. If somebody is dying of cancer, you now contribute money for surgery. They now conducted the first surgery. When they finished conducting, the cancer ran to the leg. They conducted the second one. It ran to the stomach. Before they could do it, he ate up the stomach and the person died. You now come and say, they normally have eyeglass. Who has eyeglass? Today is a sad day. God has brought, God has taken. We have had more atheists than that. Anytime I come to a situation and I'm not able to do something, I take responsibility. I don't blame it on nature. I don't blame it on God. I don't blame it. I blame it on myself. It means that there is a place I've not entered. Eh? You always blame everybody except yourself. You are the first person that should take responsibility for nothing happening in your family, happening in your life, happening in your calling, happening in your church. Take responsibility. Stop blaming Satan. Stop blaming God. Stop saying if God wants to do it, he will do it. You need to covet it. You need to desire it. You need to amplify your ministry.
People with cancer, something should cry out in your soul. Demonized people, when you see unbelievers roaming everywhere, something should cry. How do we bring them to the kingdom?
Acts chapter 2.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Yeah. God wants to transform your life and ministry by His power. Oh yeah. Hey. Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey. Hey. Jesus. Where is Eli? Stand up. Let me pray for you. Just stand. There is a prophetic word that came. And God said that He will use you in the ministry of delivering mad people. Let the faith, the grace, the miracle, the power, the activation, let it come upon your life. Let the anointing and the power come upon your life. Be activated. Be activated. Be activated. Be activated. Activated. Now. 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 Listen, listen. So if there is somebody like that, that God also has kindred anointing, it will also come upon you. Where is Doris? Stand up. God also said that for you now, the Lord said that He's giving you a new sound. It means that He's bringing you into a new realm. You know, I heard a story one day that somebody said he had an encounter. He went to heaven where they mix sound. And then he went there. It was like a river. They now gave him one cup. He now came back. It was a song. He now sang it. But when he went there, he saw Dr. Paul Enenche. He was lying down there. He fetched one cup. But the man was what?
Lying down.
The Lord will bring you to a river of sounds and song. Amen. And between now and the next year, you will start releasing your own songs and sounds. Amen. Not just song. You now sing song. and be waiting for somebody to promote it for you and all that. No. It's not a song for promotion to be popular. No. It is a song to lead the body of Christ to worship, to lead them. There is an anointing to lead people into the presence of God. There is an anointing. There are people. You lead the people into the presence of God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Let that season be open. Let that anointing come. And let those sounds be released from heaven. Let them be released. Let them be released. We activate now. We activate now. We activate in the name of Jesus. The number 2 point that I will give you, probably will stop for today. Let me be hearing your sound. The number 2 point is the principle of saturation. There is saturation point. The problem with many people, and that's why many people are dull, they think that the passage of years is equal to any impact. No. Now, there is, of course, I will also teach you the principle, there is another principle of times and seasons. But this one now is the principle of saturation. Somebody say saturation. It means that something needs to be full. When you come, you are pursuing something before God. You are looking for something. Just know that it seems as if there is a container that is trapping it. Are you getting the point? Holding it. You are pouring. It's holding it. One day, it becomes full. That is saturation point. People think that the point of manifestation is when God started working. Anybody that has an abiding power, an abiding anointing, it did not start at the point of the manifestation. It was saturating. It was saturating. It was saturating. Are you getting the point? Saturating. Saturating. You are getting filled, soaking it. Soaking it. For some people, their saturation point is very little. For some others, their saturation point is higher, depending on the kind of anointing. Are you getting where I'm going? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Depending on the kind of anointing, depending on the kind of calling, the kind of container, there are several things that will determine your saturation point. I was listening to a message many years ago by Benny Hinn. He came out to the altar and he asked a man, a pastor, a question. He asked him, how long does it take your battery to be full? I said, this thing, is it a battery? Do people have battery? He said, yes. Say, how long does it take his battery? If he comes before the presence of God, how long does it take his battery to be full? The man said, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 1 hour. Benny Hinn told him that his own battery takes 2 days. Somebody say 2 days. That means for the man to be full, he has to tarry there for 2 days without coming out. You will not see the sun, you will not see any man. 2 days. For some of you, what it takes for the gift, anointing, and grace of God upon your life to be activated is to stay under this kind of atmosphere for 50 good days, 30 good days, 21. Well, you have not found, first of all, when we say saturation, you will know that there is both object and subject. Is it not true? There is a container, there is a vessel. Then that vessel is being filled with something. Is it not true? Now, the point of manifestation is the point at which the vessel is so filled with that substance that it now overflows. It is called what? Saturation point. Have you not studied it? How many of you did? It's basic physics. Is it physics or chemistry? Chemistry, right? The Bible said, show me that scripture. I think it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. If the cloud be full of rain, it shall pour.
Aye,
11:3.
Aye.
Some of you come out too early. You come out too fast. Bam, you enter. you quickly come out. You enter, you quickly come out. What you don't know is that the effulgence, the avalanche, is at the point of saturation. Huh? When you go there from the beginning, and sometimes when you enter, you feel some presence of God, you feel, and then you rush out. That's the beginning, it's the invitation. Sometimes before God gives you the passport of invitation, you might have to stay for 7 hours. That time you felt the presence of God is not the time to leave. That is the time the fellowship actually started. Every other thing you were doing before then is just knocking on the door. The door just opened and you rushed out. God is inviting you to his presence. There are three ministers of God's presence. When it comes, you will feel it like somebody wear you a garment like this. Three ministers of God's presence in this place. It will seem as if the cherubs covered you with their wings. When this happens to you, it will transform your life. It will transform your ministry. Part of the impact of this kind of encounters, it also helps you to know when you are in alignment with God. Because if your fellowship suffers, this kind of encounter will stop. It will refer you back to what you need to do so that you can get in contact. This is not the kind of thing that you can do and be normal. It means that there will be things that you need to do. There are consecrations that you need to. There are judgments of that anointing. God wants to anoint somebody with his presence. There is the anointing of the presence. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38, say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, for God was with him. For God was what? With him. There is the anointing of God's presence. And there are three ark bearers that God wants to anoint with his presence now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I ask that you confirm your words here now. Confirm your words. Confirm your words. Let your presence overwhelm them. Bring the young man for me. Bring him for me. There are three. Confirm your words. Anoint them with your presence. Cover them like a canopy. Let it overwhelm them. So strong. So strong. So heavy. It's like a bowl of light. It covers you. It covers. It's like an envelope. It envelopes you, covers you. It covers you. Bring them for me. It covers you. Emeka, God wants to transform your life and ministry. The presence of God will become more real to you. More tangible. It will be feelable. You feel it. The presence of God is not a feeling, but you will feel your own. When it comes, you will feel it. You can wear a suit, but you feel as if you are wearing. You can wear your clothes, your gown, but you feel as if you are wearing another thing altogether. Something is covering you. You are wearing it. It will envelop you. It will cover you. My God, my God. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Teach us your presence. Help the sister. Teach us your presence. When he comes, it seems as if he's teaching you what to do, how to behave, how to comport yourself, how to carry yourself. He brings his civilization, his economy. He brings his education. He teaches, the anointing teaches. He brings his education, his consecration. You will know it. You will know it. Aye. 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 I pray for 1 more minute. Something is happening. Don't be left out. Aye. Some of you are feeling it on your body now. You are feeling it. It seems as if they are pouring it from your crown of your head to something is washing down. Like river is washing. Like the river of God's glory is flowing, is washing down from the crown of your head. You can feel it.
God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.